We had a good, decent practice today. It was great to have all the veterans and servicemen and women out there. It's great. Our guys really look forward to that, and just thank them for everything they do to protect our freedom, just especially during this day and age. It's just awesome to have them here. So salute the Service Week. Very appreciative of that. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
So with Brian Hoyer still being in the concussion protocol and you having to acquire Brandon Whedon, is it pretty much, you know, barring some kind of last-minute thing that, you know, Brian will miss this game?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Aaron. I mean, we got to see how it goes, tomorrow and day by day. But we signed Brandon and released Jamal Roll. And Jamal had done a really good job for us. And, you know how those things go. Someday he may end up back here. But Brandon was a guy that we had great reports on as a person, as a good teammate, good locker room guy. And so far what we see, that's definitely the case. And then he's got a real good arm. So he's got a live arm. So it was good to be able to get him.
I'm sorry, do you still consider Hoyer day-to-day? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
How difficult is it what you've got to do with Brandon? Because, you know, he's got a lot to learn and, you know, really a short amount of time to do it.
Yeah, no, that's the job. You know, that's what the NFL is. You know, it's sometimes you have to get guys ready. I remember, you know, you guys ask me that a lot, and it's really an interesting question. You know, I remember being in New England when I was first in New England, and we had a line coach there named Dante Scarnecchia. You guys ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, big time.
One of the best in the business. If there's a Hall of Fame for assistant coaches, he'll probably be in it. And so I remember, like, being there early on, and it was 2007, and I can remember we had some injuries on the offensive line, whatever it was, and we brought a guy in on Wednesday. We didn't even have him in on Monday or Tuesday. We brought him in on Wednesday, and that guy played in the game on Sunday and played well. So it's a part of our job coaching-wise to get these guys trained and get them ready to go, and you know, we can't give them the whole gamut, that's for sure, but that's our job.
And with DeAndre Hopkins – you're starting to do some work on the side. Are you seeing progress from him? Are you optimistic that he'll be able to probably be able to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I think he'll be able to go. Yep. Yeah, I think, you know, DeAndre's played a lot of football for us, so, you know, I think he'll remember the plays, and I think he'll be able to be ready to go.
Does he need to practice?
I think he'll be ready to go.
When it comes to the quarterbacks, do they, like, even TJ, because he's been in here such a short period of time, is it they're essentially just working on whatever the game plan is that week so that's the only part of the playbook they have to learn?
That's definitely, you know, the majority of what we try to do is get them up to speed on the game plan. But the first thing they have to do is learn what we call the basic information section of the playbook, which is, you know, basically the cadence, the huddle operation, you know, the formations that we're going to use in that game. So no, we don't. We definitely don't try to give them, you know, hand them a, you know, a thick playbook that looks like, you know, one of my wife's law books when she was in law school. No, we don't try to do that. We just try to make sure they know how to operate our offense, and then give them the game plan and have them learn that.
Is Zach Dysart still? Would he still be third in the pecking order, or if necessary?
Yeah, I would say if Hoy can't go, I would say TJ will be the starter, and Brandon Whedon would be the number two.
Whedon would be number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Not
Dysart? No.